This is UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UNMEL Radio News Update at 8. I am Babison Harris. ECOWAS Special Representative to Liberia, Ambassador Tunji Ajisumo, says the mission is closely following the row over the code of conduct and urged Liberians to see dialogue as a path to trade. Ambassador Ajisumo said the October election is cardinal to the sustenance of peace and democracy in Liberia. Thus, respect for the rule of law ahead of the polls is very important. He said in recent weeks, some politicians have been engaging ECOWAS about the code of conduct.
There are people who have extreme view on the subject matter, and we are telling them that there's no point for you to have an extreme view. You know, engage with the authorities, engage with relevant people, and then the issue of election itself is an event. It is not a do-or-die thing. What matters is Liberia. The sustenance of peace in Liberia is what is paramount. You know, so we read yesterday that the members of the ombudsman have been appointed. So this is also in line with the implementations of the Code of Conduct.
The ECOWAS Special Representative to Liberia wants issues surrounding the Code of Conduct to be resolved peacefully. A high-power African peer review mechanism delegation led by the vice chairperson of the panel of eminent persons and lead panelists in charge of Liberia, Bridget Sylvia Mabandla, is expected in Liberia as part of a two-week review mission. While in the country, the 11-member mission will visit various counties to engage major stakeholders on the African peer review process and discuss key issues regarding Liberia's self-assessment report. Since acceding to the APRM framework in 2011, Liberia has and continues to play a crucial role in promoting the institution as a vehicle for good governance on the African continent. The APRM Extended Review Mission's visit is intended to validate these processes, hold consultations with various stakeholders, and produce Liberia's country review report, which will subsequently be presented at the African Union Special Summit by July 2017. Liberia will this Friday join the rest of the world to celebrate World Health Day. World Health Day is being observed annually on April 7 to mark the anniversary of the founding of the World Health Organization and provide a unique opportunity to mobilize action around a specific health topic of concern to people all around the world. According to the Mental Health Clinical Coordinator at the Ministry of Health, this year's event will be celebrated under the theme, Depression, Let's Talk. Bofa Washington said depression is a serious mental health illness that affects people of all ages, indicating that about 4% of the world's population is living with depression. Madam Washington said this year's celebration of World Health Day will raise awareness for people to have good understanding about depression and how it affects the lives of people. The news is coming to you from UNMEL Radio, the official voice of the United Nations in Liberia. The UN has said it has found 13 mass graves in the Democratic Republic of Congo's central Kasai province since the beginning of March. This brings the number discovered since last August to 23. The UN has been unable to examine the mass graves and cannot say if they were recently dug. It estimates that over 400 people, including women and children, have been killed in clashes between the army and the rebel group. Jose Maria Aranas, the director of the UN's Joint Human Rights Office, told the BBC that it is important that a transparent, independent investigation take place in order to reassure the population and to ensure the perpetrators are brought to justice. The government is fighting to put down a rebellion by a group called Kamwina Insapu, which began after a regional chief was killed. Both sides have been accused of committing human rights violations. Late last month, two UN experts who were abducted after going to investigate reports of abuses in the region were found dead in shallow graves. And a monitoring group says at least 58 people have been killed and dozens wounded in the suspected chemical attack on a rebel-held town in northwestern Syria. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reported the strikes on Khan Shikong by Syrian government or Russian jets had caused people to choke. Later, aircraft fire rockets and local clinics treating survivors, medics and activists said. A Syrian military source denied the government had used any such weapons. Russia's defense ministry, meanwhile, insisted it had not carried out any airstrikes in the vicinity. If confirmed, it will be one of the deadliest chemical attacks in Syria's civil war. That's the UNMEER Radio News Update at 8, a production of the Public Information Session of the United Nations Mission in Liberia. For more news and information on UNMEER, you can log on to www.unmeer.unmissions.org, facebook.com/unmeer2003, or twitter/unmeernews. I am Barbison Harris. Good morning.